Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Jordan Bianchi, he has made it big with The Athletic, covers motorsports, living a dream. Jordan, always good to visit with you. And I've said this before from time to time when we've chat. You truly are a guy who paid his dues and earned this gig, and we're thrilled for you.
I appreciate the support. You've always been good to me over this year, Steve, and it means a lot that you think so. So thank you so much.
Well, and I remember hearing you on with Patrick up the dial, and Patrick would have you on time to time, and it's kind of like, I got to get in on this. I got to get to know Jordan and have him on the radio. So I got to give an assist to Mr. Royce for having you on, and I heard that, and here we are. Let's talk about the season right now. And the Australian is getting it done. He's the hottest guy right now in NASCAR.
Yeah, he's pretty much unbeatable on road courses, it feels like, right? If you're going to a road course, you're going to, you know, it's SVG. Shane Van Gisbergen is the guy to beat. And, you know, he dominated, you know, last week, and he dominated the week before that in Chicago. And it just feels like it's his world right now. The thing is, though, that's on the road courses, and most of the NASCAR schedule is on ovals, and they're going back to an oval this week, so it's going to be a different thing. But he does have 3 wins on the year. That is tied for series best. And say what you will about him on the road courses or on the ovals, he is good enough on the road courses to be a factor, and it certainly looks like he's going to be a contender for much of the year.
End of the month, you got Dover this week, Indy at the end of the month, and then Iowa Speedway. More on that, but SVG's got to be chomping at the bit because in August, go to the Glen, Watkins Glen, and he has to be the overwhelming favorite there.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the favorite there for sure. And then let's, you know, look ahead to the playoffs where he's already solidified his spot. There's a road course in the playoffs in round two. And because SVG has had so much success in the regular season, been able to win these races and accrue all these bonus points, it's going to help him get out of round one. So then you look ahead to round two and you're like, man, there's a road course there. And then you're like, okay, maybe he's got a chance to make the semifinals, which is crazy to think about, but it's certainly on the table. And that's just how good he is on these road courses. And that's what you can do. And in this era of NASCAR, where the schedule is so different than it was in years past, and there's more road courses than ever before, I like to refer to it as the era of specialization, where you can go out and find a road course driver, and if you can get him in a good car, he's going to go do some things and possibly end up in victory lane, and that is exactly what Shane Van Gisbergen is doing, and his team, Trackhouse Racing, is certainly the benefactor of that.
All right, Jordan, let's jump into this about taking the next step and being a complete driver in NASCAR, because we've seen over the years some champions that have really been able to get it done on the road course. Chase Elliott comes to mind. Before that, Jeff Gordon was a very good road course driver. I mean, there are some big names in the history of the sport that did do well, but they were also able to win on the ovals, on the super speedways, and he's got to take that next step in his journey.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, listen, if we're talking about championship and wanting to be that kind of driver, absolutely. Yeah. And I agree. I mean, but what this does, and this certainly helps, is it gives him a little bit more of a runway where his team knows, listen, we're going to put him in a race car. We know we have a really, really good shot to get some wins and to get in the playoffs, which is worth millions of dollars for an organization, which is a huge thing. And then at the same time, as we're doing this, we can also give him the opportunity to get experience on ovals. And he, you know, you don't do as well as he is on road courses without having the ability to do well kind of everywhere. So once he gets that experience on ovals, you would think he's going to be able to progress to a level where he's, you know, competitive. It maybe even a win a race on an oval. We'll see if it happens or not. But we've seen it happen with other drivers who came over. Juan Pablo Montoya, who's won the Indy 500 a couple times, who's won Formula One races, came over, and while all of his wins were on road courses, there was many a time where he should have won a race on oval. But circumstances outside his control happened. Yeah. It is certainly conceivable. So it's got, he does have work to do in the ovals, certainly, but you have to believe that over time it eventually is going to progress to that level where he's going to figure it out and at least be competitive enough to get by.
Let's talk about out in Sonoma. He won there, and then in Chicago. Let's talk about how Chicago went. Weather had plagued this event early. Is this a fixture now, Jordan? Stopping in Chicago.
You'd like to think so. I mean, you look at the schedule and you say, "Listen, 4th of July in Chicago. It's a great way to spend your time to do this." If you're NASCAR, it's a big city, big event, big feel, but it's not that simple. It's an expensive race to put on, first of all, for NASCAR. Yeah. Second of all, the city's got to be on board as well. That said, there is a groundswell of support for this. You look at what NASCAR has brought to Chicago at that time of year, and they brought a lot of tourism dollars to the state and to the city. Both parties, the state and the city, recognize this and are working behind the scenes to try to keep NASCAR there. Everybody would like to see NASCAR continue in Chicago. It is a big event. It feels big. The sponsors love it. The teams love it. The racing is great. It checks all these big boxes, right? But you've got to make it work, and that's what's happening right now. So is it going to happen for next year? Very much up in the air. I know most everyone involved would like it to see it happen next year, but that's easier said than done. But the reality is, too, it may be easier to do on a different date on the schedule other than 4th of July. We'll see what happens, though. I'm hopeful it comes back next year, but that's still going to be sorted out.
All right, upcoming on the schedule, Monster Mile, Dover, Delaware, then Indy, and this means a lot to the driver, Indy, on Sunday, July 27th. It is a big deal, and whatever the motorsport for NASCAR, this has been huge.
This is a crown jewel race. I mean, there's really four races on the calendar that drivers circle. Daytona 500, obviously, Coke 600, NASCAR's longest race, Southern 500, the oldest race, and then, obviously, the Brickyard 400, where Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it just oozes history, right? I mean, it's been around since the turn of the century, or the 20th century, by the way, 20th century. And so it's just an historic track, and to win there is so special. They're back on the oval, too. You know, last year was the first time back on the oval in a few years, and it felt like a big deal again. The racing was really good, and the expectation is when NASCAR goes there in 2 weeks, the racing is going to be a big deal, and this race that is that crown jewel is going to be feeling special once again.
Yeah, and the only other thing I wanted to point out schedule-wise is early August, Iowa Speedway, great chance for upper Midwest NASCAR fans to see a show at a great track.
I love that track. It's right outside Des Moines, and I tell everybody Des Moines is one of the most underrated cities in America. It is an absolute gem. It's about 40 minutes outside there, just right down 35 from the Twin Cities and then go due east when you hit Des Moines for about 30 minutes. Awesome city, awesome track, awesome race. And for people looking to go, like, that is it. I mean, that for a long time, fans were hoping that Iowa Speedway would get a race. It didn't look like it didn't happen for a long time. There was a lot of futures about the track and what it was going to, you know, whether it was going to stay open or not. It has stayed open. It's gotten through the turbulence a little bit, and fans have responded. Last year was a sellout. This year's race is a sellout, too. And I say sellout, but there are tickets out there if you can find them, but they're hard. But it's a lot of excitement about Iowa, and it's cool to see that this track is now kind of cementing itself on the schedule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah. Very good news. Well, hey, Jordan, always good to visit with you. And I see Chase Elliott, that popular win at the end of June at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Yeah. Yeah. Has he been good enough to be a little – now I know you get in, you get into the playoffs, you certainly got a chance.
Yeah.
He's in a Hendrick Chevrolet. He certainly got a chance. Does that move him into a legit title contender spot here in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's running consistently enough. I mean, he's got the best average finish in the series this year, and he's doing that. The thing that Chase needs to do, and he hasn't done a lot of the last few years, is win. That win at Atlanta was huge. It snapped a 40-plus long race winless drought, but you got to do that consistently. Yes, consistency can get you to the championship, and it can even win you the championship. But as you look at NASCAR's format nowadays, you need to win, and you need to win multiple times a year to do that. That team is certainly capable of it. They just haven't done it to the level they need to do it at. But I wouldn't count them out by any means.
And a super popular win, a Georgia kid winning at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And by the way, the changes to that track, they hit it out of the park. How good is the racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway?
It's fantastic. It's arguably the best track, or one of the best tracks on the circuit now. I mean, you just know when you go there, you're going to see a show. The finish of that race was stellar. Yes, it had a big wreck early in the race and everything, and that happens. But the racing itself is so good. And I always tell people, listen, you can say what you want about speedway racing and drafting and everything, and that's fine, but there's still a skill to it. And you can't watch that race and not say that there's not a skill, because the cars are sliding around on a slick track, drivers are fighting control, and there's a lot of different elements going on, and it's no coincidence that Chase Elliott, one of NASCAR's best drivers, won that race.
Yeah, that was a fun one, and good for the sport. All right, Jordan, good to visit with you again, and we'll have to do it again down the road.
I look forward to it, Steve. Thank you so much for the kind words. Appreciate it, man.
All right, there he is, Jordan Bianchi from The Athletic, covers NASCAR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.